Here we go, three short parshas. Yisro ideas, Tavshim Pengimel, with Rachman Shiva Rebbe Shlita, Aldorin Shmin, Tzvus, Fershim, Ebechai, Esa Tehila, As Ari El Tzipora, Besor Shech Yisrael, Tam Ashchaim, Ben Esa Besor Shech Yisrael, Chaim Neben Ori, El Besor Shech Yisrael, Vad Vaz Gita Besor Shech Yisrael, Mordechai Yaakov Yudur, Ben Rivka Besor Shech Yisrael. Here we go. By Yisro Mirfidim, says that Rachman Shiva Rebbe, we said this early in the week, we gotta say it again. The Rechaim HaKadosh tells us three things. Kind of Matan Torah, there are all these different things, all about Matan Torah. Three different eights, says the Rechaim HaKadosh. And when they left or feed him, the Rechaim HaKadosh is very, very lengthy on Parshas Yitzro, but specifically gives us three etzas on how a person should prepare themselves and how to prepare themselves for Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah for Shabbos, the Shabbos, for Kabbalah Satorah for Shavuos, but for Kabbalah Satorah, oh, every single day of our lives. You know, Gemara Brachas tells us, Samach Yom Medbeiz, that every day is really a chana for Kabbalah Satorah. So says the Rechaim, three etzas. The first one, Yigiyah. You need Yigiyah. Your person needs to work. Yagati Masati Tonin. Gemara Megillah tells us that a person says, I found and I worked, you believe him. Because you can't have anything real or anything meaningful if you didn't put work into it, if you didn't put hard work. That doesn't mean that everyone's different, but a person, Kadosh Baruch Hu, needs to see you take the first step. So you have to come to be purified, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you, but you have to take the first step. First, Conway, like you say in the movie Mighty Ducks. God, make the first move, Conway. The Baruch Hu wants to see the Yigia. Number two, the Rechaim HaKadosh tells us, you got to have another. You gotta make sure to stay humble. You gotta make sure Jews stay humble. Gemara says, on in Erevin, they make us like a midbar. Shiram like a midbar. And finally, number three says, the Rechaim HaKadosh, you wanna know how to come to Torah, to have Torah affect you? It's gotta come, you have to have midos. You have to have achdus. And this is Rabbeinu Yonah, Mefersh, in Pirkei Avos, the main Derech Eretz in Torah. If you don't have Derech Eretz, you don't have midos, you don't have Torah. You could have a lot of Torah knowledge, but you're not living a Torah life. A lot of Torah wisdom. But you're not living a fire life of Torah filled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three incredible etzes from the Rechaim HaKadosh and Yisum, your freedom, and three Jews come to the Kabbalah Satorah. Number one being hard work, you have to do your best. Number two, Anava. Number three, on Achdus. Staying with the same Pasuk, Adi, number two, we stay with the Rabbi Socha Dov, the Bells, the Rebbe. The Yisum, your freedom. So Rashi comes and tells us a very interesting thing. L'hakish nithiosim, your freedom. Give us a little bit of a connection from Sinai to Rafidim, Libyosim, the Midbar Sinai, to tell us that from Rafidim, and they came to Sinai the same way that they left. Ma Biyosim, the Midbar Sinai, but Tshuva, just like they came to Midbar Sinai in Tshuva, Afnisiyosim, Rafidim, but Tshuva. Just like they came to our Sinai with Tshuva, so too they left Rafidim on the way to Sinai with Tshuva. And the Rachman Shavka Rebbe quotes that told us Yaakov Yosef and tells us, there are a few questions here. What does it matter that they left and we have to tell us that they Chazal have to tell us that they did tshuva in Rafidim. Number two, says the Tzaddik Yaakov, if they already did tshuva then, why do they have to do tshuva again? If they did tshuva by Har Sinai, then why do they have to do tshuva by Rafidim? Seems to be a little bit extra. This is the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef of Parshas Maaseh, why do so much tshuva and why a second tshuva go over him? And the Tzaddik Yaakov gives his own answer, Parshas Maaseh, look it up, beautiful. But says the Baal Zerah, but you want to know the answer to the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef, what's Chazal trying to come in to teach us why they have to do tshuva right here? At Har Sinai, if they already did tshuva at Rafidim, says the Belzer Rebbe Mebar Ha'inyan, Shebnei Yisrael asu tshuva b'Har Sinai al ha'tshuva rishono she'asu b'nei Yisrael from Rafidim. You don't know why? They did tshuva on their tshuva. It wasn't just good enough they did tshuva once. Sometimes we think we could do tshuva for our averus, but sometimes also on a higher level, you have to do tshuva for our mitzvahs too. Says the Belzer Rebbe, in Sarach Basus Ora Pama tshuva. Because it wasn't perfect the first time. Sometimes we do a tshuva first. We didn't do it fully. And it says, the Baal Zeh Rebbe, we didn't do tshuva fully. It says, yes, we did tshuva by Rafidim, but we didn't do tshuva fully. Then we come to Har Sinai, we did tshuva fully. So tremendous insight. Sometimes we think we're done, we're finished. No, we're not just doing tshuva on our veris, we also do tshuva on our tshuva for our mitzvahs as well. A beautiful idea from the Baal Zeh Rebbe. For the question from the Tadus Yaakov Yosef. Finally, the third and final idea, Chaz Saras from Navori, Shal the Kushat Shemagit. A few psukim later, by Matan Tor, Yutes Hey. The Kushat Shemagit said the Pasuk states, Va'ata im Shemoa Tishmu Bekoili. Kodesh Baruch says, now you're going to listen to my voice, and you, now and when you will listen to my voice. Chazal say in the Medrash, anytime it says the word Va'ata, Va'ata is a code word, it's a secret for tshuva. So how do you find it over here? What's the Va'ata? And tshuva, you're going to come to tshuva when you listen to my voice. Says the Kushat Magid, how do you fit in that the Chazal of the Va'ata refers to tshuva over here? And he says the Rabbeinu Shem is telling us that before we come to Har Sinai, you might think that you're so far away and you can never do tshuva. Because Shabbat says, no, every Jew can come to do tshuva. Don't think about what we did in the past. The main thing about tshuva is to know today I'm going to be a new person. Don't get focused on the Yitzhahara's tactics and his weapons about focusing and only about your past, and then your person can get to atzos and sadness and laziness and you're done. No. The Ata, focus on the now. This is how the Kujas Aragara reads it. The Ata, Bizem mitzvah tshuva. The end of the day, to focus on the now, and then you're going to come to Imshema Tishma Makoli. The focus, the main thing about tshuva is now. Don't think the Torah is so far away, tshuva is so far away. As the Kutzker Rebbe says, Ein Shem Yesh, Rabbi Nachman says, Ein Shem Yesh B'Maklal, and the Kutzker Rebbe says, we know the machlokes between Rabbi and Abaye, Yesh is Shalomi Das, Abaye. We pass it like this, Abaye, Yesh, is Shalom. It's not a part of our knowledge. It's not part of our dictionary. It's not a part of our vocabulary. There's no giving up. V'ata, right now, I'm going to be better. Don't focus on the past. Focus on the future. Focus on right now, how to be better in the future. Let's review these three ideas. First idea is three eights on how to be come to Kabbalah Sator, how to be a Ben Torah, a Bas Torah. Number one, I got to put in some work. The Baruch Hashem wants to see you take the first step. So number two, Anova. It's got to be humble. You can know a lot of Torah in your head, but it's not going to affect your Torah in your heart if you're not humble and kind like Har Sinai. Moshe Kibbutz Har Sinai, the Kiddush Levi, the Rabbanu Shem to all the mountains in the world, and Har Sinai I'm the smallest. The Rabbanu Shem said, "Oh, daf for you." Moshe learned that in the Midah of said the Kiddush Levi of another from Har Sinai. Number three, the Rucham and Kiddush tells us it's got to be Yichen Shamisu Negar. It's got to be Midas with Achdus with love. The second idea is seven, the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe, quoting the question of the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef, Rashi comes and tells us an incredible lesson. Chazal is telling us that they left Rafidim, they did tshuva, and they did tshuva. They came to Arsinim with tshuva, and they left also Rafidim with tshuva. Shkayach. Says the Tzaddik Yaakov, that's all Yaakov Yosef. Why do we have to know they did tshuva? Then number two, then why they did tshuva again over here? Says the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef, says the Belzer Rebbe, according to the Tzaddik Yaakov Yosef, you want to know why? Because the first tshuva they did in Rafidim was good, but it wasn't b'shlemus. Now they came to Arsinai, they did tshuva for their tshuva. They did tshuva not only on their averus, but they did tshuva on their tshuva, tshuva on their mitzvahs. How many times are we so focused on doing tshuva only for our vest, but to make sure to also do tshuva, always trying to go up in our tshuva for our mitzvahs as well in quality and quantity. Finally, third and final idea, because it's a magiv, atah mishmo, tishmo, the koili. And you come now, and you're going to listen to my voice. You says, hey, the Medrash says, and embrace us, Rabbah, ain't v'atah lashon tshuva. So how do you get, what's v'atah here coming to us to do tshuva? Says the kushat shemagiv, you want to know what it's all about. You may come to think that you can never do tshuva. Right before Matan Torah, the Rabbeinu Shem says, no, even those Jews who feel like they cannot tell v'atah. Right now, I'm going to choose a different way, a different path, a different lifestyle, a different values, and different morals and ethics. The atas, focus on the now, don't focus on the past. I mean, Achim Ein Shem Yerush Ba'am Kal, Kutz Gereb, says, Yesh Shlomi Dash. Shmizoch of Ezra Hashem Yisparach, take the three eighths of the Orachayim HaKadosh on how to be a Ben Torah, Ba'as Torah, filled with doing our best and our hard work, our Nova, our love, and our me working, and our Midos, making the Tshuva, and our Tshuva, and our Mitzvahs, and finally, third and final idea, to never give up. You could always come back to the Rabbeinu Shem. You could always do better. You could never give up. The Rabbeinu Shem always has open hands, waiting and welcoming him like a loving father. Shkoyach.